This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Go where you're going.
You know, it is interesting that if Donald Trump were not distracted by everything that's been going on and really just fighting for his political life, the open borders comments in the speeches would be an extraordinarily strong way for him to finish his campaign. He would, in effect, be finishing his campaign on the issue that began his campaign. And that is open borders. Yeah. Now, what's so fascinating is he's accused Hillary Clinton of being for open borders for over a year. And the fact checkers say he's lying. She's never said that. Well, now we have evidence that she has said it. But like you said, he's talking about himself. When I think actually talking about open borders would be far more persuasive to those people, and trade would be far more persuasive to those people in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Iowa.
But look, I've always been opposed to Hillary. I've never defended Donald Trump, but here I'm going to defend him. He's right about the role the media is playing in this race. The open borders could have and should have been a front page headline, drive it for day story. But the press doesn't want to think of it like that. They don't want to look at these trade issues. It's why a lot of American workers, blue collar people feel the press doesn't relate to them when they talk about the injustices of trade.
We had it on our front page. We covered those issues.
No, this would be a driving, pulsating issue in the media. It'd be a feeding frenzy against Hillary Clinton.
If the media, we make judgments about what the big story is. He has provided us with the
biggest story. Newspapers have a lot of room. They only want to have one story. The press in this race has been liberated. Just as Donald Trump's now liberated, the press is too, to pound the person they don't like. And that's going to be a risky trend going forward as well, because are the reporters going to feel equally liberated on policy stories in the next administration? There's a risk here that the press becomes too much like our old pamphleteering past, where they take sides in issues. This open border statement should have been a multi-day feeding frenzy against Hillary Clinton, even with all the stuff going on against Donald Trump.
Hey, what do you think about Ari Fleischer's statement there? I agree with him. I mean, and it's interesting that the mainstream media has orchestrated this whole situation. Of course, they're all in. I mean, this has been one humongous collusion. I mean, going back to what WikiLeaks had to say, just even in the design and the setup of, hey, we're going to make Trump the guy, because the way they looked at it, they felt like Trump was a lot more vulnerable than anybody else. They were more concerned about Dr. Ben Carson, that they, you know, could just didn't have enough dirt on him, I guess, to make it look bad. But look at what they've done time and time again. I mean, they did this with Herman Cain. It's the natural deal. They try to do it with John McCain, so this is what they do. And the Republicans, I don't know why they're surprised by this. It's like, look at, it's pig pile time. And they just pile up on whoever the Republicans come up with. That's the deal. And the opportunity, you know, for the Republicans is that they have to be that much better. And, you know, just like even 4 years ago with Mitt Romney, and, you know, Donald Trump said, I can't believe he lost. Well, he lost, and that's with 97% of the Republican vote. You could argue that evangelicals didn't get behind him, and now here it is, the Mormons are paying the evangelicals back because they're not getting behind Trump. It's just absolute insanity here, especially when you see these issues that come out clearly, things that people have been saying about Hillary forever. I mean, it's almost like Barack Obama. I mean, it clearly wasn't vetted the first time around in 08. But come on, are you telling me in 12 we didn't know about him? We didn't know about Benghazi? We didn't suspect all these other things? But no, we chose to ignore it, and we reelected him. So here it is with Hillary Clinton. You don't know she's a pay-for-play gal. You don't know she's a globalist. Everybody's been saying, I think it's inarguable. The only people that want to argue it are the ones that blindly and are so much in the tank for Hillary that, you know, they're not going to recognize the truth if it hits them right square in the nose. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Stay with us. Megan Barth coming up next.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. This is an Amish country. You know, we get involved here. I don't know if you saw that last night with Jesse Waters. He goes to Amish country. He's talking to these people. And, you know, they're not involved with the with the internet, and not aware of what's going on. They could care less. And this is sadly a representation, not only the Amish, you know, God bless them, but for others that want to stay disconnected. And then they're going to say, hey, what happened to our country? You know, why am I getting overregulated here? Why am I dealing with all these problems? Why are my taxes going to support a family instead of a, you know, a country that is in need, or poor people, or military? But no, let's take care of the Clintons. Why not? Megan Barth is with us, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. Happy Friday. Thank you.
Hey, it is Friday. Hey, come on, help me out here. Michelle Obama, she's like, you know, all fearful, and, you know, the language is flying around. I mean, her and her husband have had rappers and all these other people coming into the White House, into the people's house, hanging with them. It's like, what, you're not familiar with their music? You're not familiar with the language that Black Lives Matter has been throwing out there in the street? And you're worried about something that, that Donald Trump said? Are you kidding me? I mean, how hypocritical? I mean, are people just not catching on to this or what?
Well, I hope so, because I'm about to propose that we repeal the 19th Amendment. I mean, if truly, women are this dumb to fall for this charade, then we should stay home, because that's what this is, nothing but a charade.
Well, based on things that we're getting, Yeah, Megan, I'm sorry, but based on the information we're getting from WikiLeaks, the insider stuff that's going on, the small ball, but, you know, it's... You know, people think it's so inconsequential, but it is. I mean, it is consequential. I mean, this stuff has all been orchestrated. The same thing that they did with Herman Cain that got legs, and they, of course, tried to do it with John McCain. I mean, this is the Democrats' playbook. The Democrats' playbook. They do this time and time again. They go and attack, you know, people, and then you play the sex card. I mean, look at it. If you don't have the race card to play and you've got a sex card to play, hey, winner, I'm here. I'm done.
They did the same thing to Mitt Romney. Remember the binders full of women. I mean, this is what they always do. This is their last hurrah, their last Hail Mary and character assassination, because they do not want to talk about WikiLeaks. They don't want to talk about their own record. They don't want to talk about Hillary losing $6 billion while she was Secretary of State. And the list goes on and on. There is so much to use against Hillary, which is actually the truth, that they try to distract, deflect, and dissuade by using lies. And yes, did Donald Trump say a couple naughty words, you know, in the last over the course of his lifetime? Yes. Do I trust that he probably has objectified women as most men have, young and old? Yes. Okay, I do trust that. But do I think that he is Bill Clinton? No. And that's what the left is trying to do, because this is how they play the book. They need to project everything that they are and everything that they, everything that, who they are, mm-hmm. on to their enemy. They do this time and time again. And we now have been proven that when we are called misogynist, homophobe, sexist, et cetera, when we look at WikiLeaks, right, when we look at WikiLeaks, we see that actually that's who Hillary and her campaign is full of.
Yeah.
And when Donald Trump said Hillary's heart was full of hate, he was exactly right, because mm-hmm. WikiLeaks shows us that there is no one that Hillary likes, including African Americans, who she mm-hmm. calls losers, members of her staff calling Latinos needy, excoriating, literally, ripping apart Christians, evangelicals, and Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
And they believe that the Catholic religion needs to be reformed with Marxism, just like Tim Kaine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you recall, Tim Kaine, in order to study Catholicism, instead of going to, Rome, he went to Nicaragua and studied the Marxist form, otherwise known as Christian Liberation Theology. Does mm-hmm. that sound familiar? Because that's what Barack Obama sat in a mm-hmm. church for 20 years under Black Liberation Theology. There really is no difference but the color. One bastardizes Christianity by inserting Marxism into it, Black Liberation Theology, and then Christian Theology, which Tim Kaine studied, bastardized Catholics.
Mm-hmm.
Catholic religion by inserting Marxism to it. And this is who we are up against.
Well,
they can hem and haw and Michelle Obama, he shook it to the core,
right.
or whatever she said about some words. But what absolute hypocrites, because they are hiding the lies.
Mm-hmm.
And the press is complicit.
Oh, they're totally complicit in this whole deal. That's the disgusting part of it. And the thing is as Ari Fleischer said, this is dangerous. I mean, if it's bad now, what is it going to be 10 years from now?
Also in WikiLeaks, we find that Hillary needs to keep the people ignorant. The people on her campaign staff repeat this mantra time and time again, and they're able to keep the people ignorant because they have a press willing to do so. Willing to help cover up the lies instead of investigate the truth. And this, you know who else thrives with a populace that is ignorant? Communism.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what Pravda is. And that is how we are living right now under a press which has sold itself to the highest bidder within the Clinton corruption crime family and who has covered for the criminal Clintons for years. And now we as a people have been literally dumbed down
mm-hmm.
by a press corps that refuses to do its ethical and moral obligation to the people it serves.
Well, Megan, I think there's going to be a knee-jerk reaction here, and it's still part and parcel of what happened in Europe and Britain with Brexit. I believe what's being mismeasured and misunderstood greatly is this groundswell. And this is why it's important for Donald Trump to get out of this bucket of gum and try to defend the indefensible. You can't defend it. People have their perspective. That's fine. That's what they want to do. But let's give them the truth. I mean, if you're going to go down, let's go down based on the facts. Let's talk about the economy. Let's talk about national security. Let's talk about immigration. Let's talk about these things that matter around the kitchen tables of America. That's what they want to hear. Forget about all this other stuff, and trying to hit back sex for sex stories, Bill Clinton and whether or not he has a son or whatever. You're getting caught in a bucket of gum. There's too many important things that people want to hear about, and he spends way, way too much time trying to defend something that is indefensible. I mean, look at the media is so much against him, and they're going to say what they're going to say. But people know what it is that they're experiencing. Let them be reminded of that, not about this other stuff that gets you off message.
Well, I think he did it. I didn't think Donald Trump did a very good job in the second debate by doing exactly that. He did much better in the second debate than he did the first debate because he actually turned the tables. He defended mm-hmm. himself for 10 seconds. And then for the next, 1 minute or so, he put Hillary on the defensive, put her on her heels, shook her to the core, as Michelle Obama would say. And Hillary, when he attacked her based on the truth, when he used the truth against Hillary Clinton, he won.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what he needs to stick to, is simply the truth. Because when you have the truth on your side, You can't lose.
Exactly. Megan Barth is with us. Megan, we got to go to break. Stay right there. We're going to pick it up. Founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, nationally recognized political commentator and real women's advocate. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Stand the heat. Get out of the kitchen. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, to just be grossly generalistic, you could put half of Trump supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. Now, some of those folks, they are irredeemable, but thankfully they are not America.
I am redeemed.
Martinez live.
I guess that's the private Hillary talking about the deplorables and the irredeemable. But, you know, thank God there's God. And he tells us that we are redeemed. So where do you want to live? Do you want to live in the area of life that says you're irredeemable? Or do you want to live in the area of life that listens to your God that says, look, you are redeemable, so much so that I sent my son to redeem you. Is that enough? But, you know, this is how base this political season has become. It is an indictment, no doubt, on our culture, Megan Barth, that we have reduced ourselves to this lowest common denominator. And it is one hypocrisy after another as to what is on display, whether it comes from the First Lady or Hillary Clinton, who has her private voice and her public voice and her private persona versus her public persona. But people are seeing this. And, you know, the media is doing everything they can to craft and manipulate, just like they did for the Democratic primaries, which is clear as a result of the WikiLeaks information that we're getting. It's nothing new, nothing that we didn't know, but, you know, when it comes to journalism and it comes to things, you know, people want to say, okay, where are the documents? Where is the proof? Well, here we have the proof, right?
Oh, absolutely. But they don't want to talk about the proof because the press is guilty. Mm-hmm. So they aren't going to reveal themselves and expose themselves to be the liars that they are, that have covered up for other liars like the Clintons. So they don't want to talk about WikiLeaks. Mm-hmm. And they aren't going to talk about WikiLeaks. But it needs to be talked about because it is inside the heart and soul of the Hillary Clinton campaign, and it reveals exactly how even her own advisor blamed her for Benghazi.
Exactly.
It explains how she truly believes. And you know what Hillary Clinton said? She only apologized for calling Donald Trump supporters, 50% of supporters, deplorable. She didn't apologize for the statement. Mm. But then we look in and she actually thinks that Catholics are deplorable. Hispanics, blacks.
They're needy. Yeah, Hispanics are needy. Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Everyday Americans, all of them. Mm. Basically everybody.
Right.
Hillary is not running to be the champion of anyone but her own pocketbook and her family's foundation. She is not running to be the champion of anyone but her own self in order to accumulate power. And the fact that Donald Trump invited four of Bill's victims to the debate before was purposeful in that he was forcing the press to actually ask any of these women one question because they had refused to do so before. So all of these new bimbo eruptions I said, used against the Trump campaign. Well, it's amazing, isn't it, Bill, what you can find if you run a $100 bill through a trailer park? That's exactly, I was Donald Trump, what I would say on next Wednesday.
Yeah.
And throw their absolute misogyny and their absolute hypocrisy, the two faces of Hillary Clinton, which we again find through WikiLeaks. Mm-hmm. She has a different public persona than she does a political private persona. So
well, Megan, what's happening? And what's happening with the women of America today? You know, the women that are being so manipulated, but yet, seemingly appalled, rather hypocritically with these words that were said some, 11 years or so ago by Donald Trump. But yet you listen to the music of this day, the, 50 Shades of Grey movie that all women went to, a book written by women, on and on. And you go, wait a minute, what Donald Trump had to say, I think, is minor. It pales in significance based on what women are doing and how they're presenting their bodies. They've objectified themselves and saying, hey, look, somehow we're liberated. They've cast off the chains of sexual oppression. And it's theirs and to do whatever they want to do with their own sexuality, their own genitals, I guess, so to speak, if I can bring it down to that level without getting.
Well, no, you absolutely can, because I write about this on ReaganBaby.com called A Tale of Two Wussies. Let's just call them wussies, shall we?
Yeah.
And what we see is from the feminist left and also in the millennials, what the feminist left has done to the act of sex as well as our female body parts is reduce them to nothing but toys, nothing but, hey, look at me. We have Amy Schumer, who was on Twitter, and Amy Schumer is a huge Ready for Hillary fan who was defending Hillary from Donald Trump, demanding an apology. But yet she has the audacity to tell one of her young followers on Twitter, how do you pick up a guy in a bar? Well, excuse me, have you met my wussy? You have Sarah Silverman, Amber Rose, Amy Schumer, Lena Dunham, continuously calling themselves proud sluts, encouraging women to empower themselves by being promiscuous. You have a whole generation of millennials looking at Amy Schumer, comparing her to the old Sex in the City, Charlotte, and she herself does too. And how does she do that? Well, she just doesn't want to get attached, so she just sleeps around. And they think that is liberating and empowering. So if they want to call themselves sluts, if they want to lead with their wussies, then by all means, we should call them sluts and empower them and ingratiate them even more.
Well, sadly, this is the culture that we have today, and I apologize
for
some people who are going to be offended by this. But, you know, let's put this in perspective. I mean, what... you know, again, this is our culture. This is what our young girls, you know, Megan, you said, thank God you don't have a daughter. I mean, I had a daughter, and even at that time, there was, you know, a sexual revolution that was taking place. Thank you very much, Bill Clinton, when he said it just depends what is, and I did not have sex with that woman. Well, then, what happened for the young people during that period of time, sex got redefined. Look at the sociological history of what happened right after the impeachment of Bill Clinton and what happened sexually. I mean, it is absolutely, it's beyond disgusting. Again, what Trump had to say, minor in comparison. But, you know, again, I want to shift this
and Bill,
back.
Let me just interject this. We've been hung up. We haven't been talking about the issues because we've been hung up on filthy words. When I got done writing A Tale of Two Wussies, I literally had to take a bath to rinse and clean off all of the feminist filth that I had just endured. It took me 12 hours to write that and research that article. And at the I couldn't fit in half of what I wanted to fit in because it was so disgustingly filthy, the language that the feminist left uses to describe themselves, to describe men, to encourage younger women to be sexually liberated, to lead with their wussy. I was shocked, like you said, surprised and thankful that I did not have a daughter to have to raise in a righteous manner or in an ethical and moral manner with constant cultural and pop culture imagery and words used by leaders in the left, feminist left, encouraging young girls to act like sluts. And that's exactly what they do. No wonder why men are confused. No wonder why men don't know how to treat women or men are objectifying women, because women are the worst at objectifying themselves.
And Megan, you know, case in point, as I mentioned to you, a friend of mine, for observation purposes, went to check out a feminist convention, and he and his wife were just abhorred. You know, to your point, all this language, you know, sex toys, the objectification of women, of the sexes, absolutely debased. And then, you know, our culture, you know, seems like they're shocked. You've got to be kidding me. This is minor. But like you said, the challenge we have right now is to stay on message and stay focused on those things that matter to everyday Americans. Thank you, Megan.
On April 20th, 1999, America and the world mourns as the biggest school shooting in U.S. history took place today at Columbine High School.
Rachel Joy Scott's life was taken, but her story lives on.
I want to be a light, but it feels so dark.
Discover the courage to stand up.
Jesus gave his life for me. And I'll give my life to him.
I'm Not Ashamed. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters October 21st. For tickets and showtimes, go to imnotashamedfilm.com.
Blue
season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious. And that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 affiliates that we have across this country, we may have lost a couple along the way with this last conversation. But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is the harshness of truth sometimes. When it hits you right in the face, it's very disturbing. And we've maintained all week long as we've been discussing this topic is that it is a teaching moment. But we're really not going to learn unless we want to be honest about it with what's going on. And clearly, this is the debasement of our young girls and young women that has taken place. You know, what Donald Trump had to say, it pales in significance, I got to tell you. Look at what the feminists have done. Look at what's happening with our culture, music, movies, 50 Shades of Grey, you know, a book written by a woman. Okay, this is the debasement of our human sexuality and our young men and women. You know, Megan says, I'm glad I don't have a daughter. I mean, a daughter or a young son. Having to be trained up and raised up in a culture that needs a bath right now, and a big time bath, and I don't blame her for what she went through and what she shared. I appreciate her vulnerability and her honesty, and this is what we have to have, is these very frank conversations in order to get beyond this and deal with the truth and pull back the blinders and the deception that's going on, because we're all being kept in the dark. We're like minions. We're mushroom minions here that they're keeping us in the dark and feeding us you know what. And to this point, here's another angle in terms of the misinformation that's being put our way. Chuck Ambrose is with us. He is a former prosecutor in the federal and local courts of the District of Columbia, former circuit prosecutor for the U.S. Air Force's Judge Advocate General, that would be the JAG Corps, a graduate of the U.S. Air Force Academy. Chuck Ambrose, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you with us, and again, we appreciate your service to the land of the free and the home of the brave, this constitutional government that we're fighting for with all our mights. Chuck, you, as a former prosecutor, made the statement that Obama's release of federal prisoners here recently was dangerous. Break that down for our audience.
Well, we start with the myth that this administration is putting forward that these are nonviolent offenders convicted only of possession offenses. The typical federal drug investigation starts with several undercover buys using either an undercover agent or a cooperating defendant or source. We will buy smaller amounts of drugs first and then follow the supplier after one of these buys back to his home or stash house, where we would typically find the mother load, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That could be several kilos of cocaine, pounds of heroin, pounds of methamphetamine. The offense that they are then convicted of following the raid on that location is called possession with intent to distribute.
Mm-hmm.
And this administration has taken a court coding system which calls those possession offenses and using that falsehood to police people. You can go to the Justice Department's own website and read the background on any of these people whose sentences have been commuted. And I've done that time after time after time, checking on whether or not some of my old cases were involved. And thankfully, as of yet, they have not been. But we're seeing people released who are 3- and 4-time drug kingpins, either in their own neighborhood or even higher. Many were serving life sentences for very good reason.
Mm-hmm.
And the saddest irony of all is that they are being released and heading back to the very neighborhoods, often minority or inner city neighborhoods, mm-hmm. that they preyed upon in the first place. So
sure.
Those are the people that are going to be victimized the most.
Yeah. What do they know? But what they know. I mean, it's what they've always done, right? So why would they be any different?
Exactly. I mean, it's the only life they've ever known. You know, we have lived also with the liberal myth that we shouldn't be incarcerating people, we should be retraining them, but we don't have a rehabilitation hat we can put on people. It's up to them to do it. And these people have made conscious choices to go the other way their whole lives.
How do you get from life imprisonment to exoneration? And you're still guilty.
It takes an administration this devious to get there, and what they are doing is trying to buy more minority votes by appealing to the families of those who are incarcerated. One tiny area of disagreement that I have with both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton is their retreat from the super predator labels, because actually that is entirely correct. That's who these people are. They made the conscious decision to sell poison to people of their own communities and to make profits off of that.
And there they are, then they're released, and where do they go? Back to the very communities that they did everything they could to destroy.
Right.
Chuck, you talk about federal state prisons being a breeding ground for terrorism. We've heard this, but I want our audience to hear it, you know, from you and your perspective, loaded with all kinds of experience.
The Bureau of Prisons has statistics that right now show that of those prisoners who claim to have converted to any religion, that's, you know, they could become Christians for the first time or whatever. But those who are claiming new religious status are currently running 80% toward Islam. And, of course, what this means is that you've got people who have a propensity for crime and often violent crime now embracing a religion which, in its radical form, justifies the very kind of criminal conduct that they committed before. So if you have a murderer, for example, looking for an excuse to kill more people, then there are verses in the Quran that justify that, and it's attractive to them.
Mm-hmm. Well, Chuck, is it fair to say that radical Islam is anti-American?
I don't think you can come to any other conclusion with a rational examination, because at its heart what you're trying to say is that Sharia law is somehow compatible with the Constitution, when it's it's actually antithetical to the Constitution.
Exactly.
And everything about Sharia goes against the principles upon which this country was founded.
Well, Chuck, you also point out an interesting perspective, and one that I've been thinking about for quite a while, and that has to do with the Department of Justice. You say that it is fatally compromised by having the Attorney General appointed by the President, which essentially operates as part of the President's cabinet. Moreover, I guess more than any other president, the Attorney General here has, this office has been so compromised, and it has become a strong arm of the Oval Office.
Exactly. It's completely politicized, and when you consider that the president appoints not only the attorney general, but all of the United States attorneys, which are the supervisors of the offices at the local levels throughout the United States, now you have what can be a political army out there enforcing whatever bias the White House has. This is not something that either party has had clean hands about. If we go back to the Nixon administration, you had the Watergate mess and the Saturday Night Massacre. Under Bill Clinton, you had Janet Reno, Waco, the Ilian Gonzalez mess, where a little Cuban boy whose mother died trying to get him to the United States and freedom was returned to Cuba. And during this administration, thanks to President Obama and Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch, you have the Smart on Crime initiative that we've already discussed, releasing criminals back to the neighborhoods. You have the Fast and Furious disaster, giving guns to Mexican cartel members. And you have this super politicization of the department, which has resulted in the refusal to enforce some law.
Well, Chuck, we're going to have to leave it there. We're out of time. Chuck Ambrose, author of the book A Winter of Wolves, the fourth book in the Jeff Trask crime drama series, available at Amazon and all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website. Chuck Ambrose, I'm Bill Martinez. Thank you, Chuck. It's 19 before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by FEMA and the Federal Alliance for Safe Homes. No matter where you live, natural disasters can strike at any time. Right now, it's hurricane season, when tropical storms and hurricanes can bring dangerous, costly flooding and wind damage along the coast and inland. So take the time to protect your home and property today and get hurricane strong. Leslie Chapman Henderson, CEO, Federal Alliance for Safe Homes.
More than half of U.S. homeowners are without adequate property insurance to make complete financial recovery after a hurricane. So with peak hurricane season underway, it's vital that families not only have an emergency preparedness plan for safety, but a financial plan to help them build back, bounce back, and recover quickly from a worst-case scenario. Contact your insurance company for an insurance checkup today and invest in flood insurance. That way you'll be protected the next time tropical or severe weather strikes.
Know your risk and have a plan. Get hurricane strong. For more information, visit ready.gov or flash.org. This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Crank up the grill this football season using a do-it-all marinade to score big with family and friends. Ben Napier.
Grilling is essential at a tailgate, but stocking up on ingredients can be costly. That's why we love to use our do-it-all marinade. Just mix 3 parts olive oil, 2 parts soy sauce, and 1 part each Worcester and balsamic, plus a dash of lemon juice, Dijon, pepper, and garlic. Drizzle it over some chicken in a bag and let it marinate in the fridge for about 4 hours.
Aaron Napier.
For our tailgating essentials, we use our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card at wholesale clubs and grocery stores because we earn 2% cash back. We also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback. That's bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Longevity, that's 855-305-8326.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time, yes, for the Lucy Girl, the one, the only National Radio Personality College professor, motivational speaker, my dear friend Lauren Kitchen Stewart. How you doing?
Why are you going to ask me that today of all days?
Well, only because it's another day. I mean, we're throwing up a lot of things here, and I say maybe figuratively and otherwise literally, you know?
I'm just in a place of frustration, and I don't want to be at this place, but I am, because I think I just can't wrap my head around the fact that people are, I'm trying to say this delicately, so help me find a good adjective. I don't want to say crazy. I don't want to say ignorant. I don't want to say any of those things, but that is how I'm feeling. I do not understand why we as a nation are at the point that we are at even having these questions about where our country needs to head. I don't get it.
Yeah, we're being worked, Lauren. That's what it is, and that's what people are feeling, and they're very frustrated because, you know, Bernie Sanders pointed out, Donald Trump has been saying the system is rigged, and they're doing everything they can to rig it. And and you and I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, we've studied time and again from the Book of Romans that there will be that time when we exchange the truth for a lie, and this is what America has done. It has been a process over the years. This isn't something that just happened 2 weeks ago. This is been going on for decades, where we've ignored the truth. We thought, well, it doesn't, you know, what does it matter? Everything's all relative. Let's be politically correct. And here's what you get. You get the 21st century America looking at two candidates that they don't like, one that they absolutely don't trust at all, because time and again she's lied to our faces. And then you got another candidate that just, you know, he's not a politician, and we're asking him to lead this country. Now, is he the Obi-Wan Kenobi? Or, you know, or not. So there's a lot to risk here. With Hillary, you know what you're getting. With Donald Trump, there's still many questions, and you're just crossing your fingers and knowing that, one, there's no way that she's going to be delivering on anything that's constitutional. It's going to be a contrast, and it's going to be deleterious even more so to the U.S. Constitution than what we've experienced in the last 8 years. And with Donald Trump, he says he wants to return us to the Constitution and those things that made America great to begin with, and we're hoping that he might be the one. I'm sorry?
Why not choose to believe he's going to be Obi-Wan Kenobi? We don't have a choice. We have two choices, and I think am at a loss with Christians and conservatives, and I am both. I'm talking about myself. That, you know, they're like, well, I'm not voting, or I can't vote for either, or I'm just not sure what to do. I'm like, what?
Yes.
I'm trying to remain composed, Now, I'm not a tweeter, as y'all know. My husband keeps saying, would you go get on your on Twitter, open a Twitter account, and have a disguised name like me, then you can say whatever the Sam Hill you want to say.
Right.
So, you know, on Facebook, you have to, like, try to not hurt anybody's feelings. But I'm so past that point that I've been getting into it with people, but trying to be respectful of them, trying to say, hey, this is where I'm coming from. But I think I've just been baffled at people and what they've said, people that I never would have thought would have leaned a certain direction. I'm like, what?
Well, first of all, Lauren, you and I discussed this before. When it comes to evangelicals, Catholics even, because they've brought into the, been brought into the fray big time, is that how do you align yourself with the party of death? I mean, that in and of itself. You know, that's and the story, the Democrat, I mean, even Democrats are having problems, but for other issues, because they realize, they go, the Democratic Party, this isn't John F. Kennedy's Democratic Party. This is some other party altogether, and the left wing is taking it to places that it never thought it would go. But there it is. And even the Republican Party is being redefined by Donald Trump. I mean, his party leaders have walked away, and I'm saying, wow, if he becomes president, you know, what are we going to have? I mean, how many parties are we going to have now? Because you've got a bifurcation of the Democratic Party, the Republican Party is unraveled. How are they going to, you know, come back and embrace the Donald Trump GOP?
Well, did you hear Boehner this morning? He was saying, whichever one wins, we're in a mess. I'm like, we are already in a mess.
But he said he was going to vote last night. He said he was going to vote for Donald Trump.
Well, this morning he was really going off on the fact that, oh, it's neither one, and, you know, we're in a mess. And I'm like, yeah, that's why people are so frustrated with the establishment, is we do need someone in there that is going to shake things up. Everything is so, it's like nepotism. Even though they're not related, they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this is going on behind the scenes, and I loved it when Donald Trump, was it yesterday, that he's like, oh, my goodness, oy vey. He said, this is all just a conspiracy. He said, it's ridiculous.
Right.
Ridiculous. And people love that he's calling that out, but everyone in the establishment, they're all so connected. And to know that the Republican Party would rather have Hillary because they don't want to lose control of whatever they think they have control of, I just didn't think we would see what we're seeing in this day and age. I don't know why we didn't. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Well, I said all along, this is...
God, I didn't think it would happen.
Yeah, I said all along, this is going to be a time of exposure, and that's what's happening, is the curtain is being drawn back, and we're realizing there is no Wizard of Oz, Dorothy. And, it's just not, it's not happening. And so we need to realize responsibly that this is a government of, for, and by we the people. That means we're in charge, and we need to take the keys back and take over our government once again, and understand that right now, we're going through the process. It's an ugly process because some of these lies are being revealed. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? I mean, Hillary Clinton wanted to blame, Abraham Lincoln and the Russian hackers. I mean, this is what it's come down to. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
And then she's got the full support, all the ink and support of the mainstream media, which has sold itself out, which is now being, if you had any doubts whatsoever, just read the WikiLeaks reports on how the mainstream media has become complicit. People that are journalists giving Hillary the questions, before they were asked. All,
right.
I mean, it's
well,
endless.
Having a meeting of the mainstream media saying, as a group, what can we do to support her campaign? And what I want to say to them is, you're fools, because if she gets in office, we're all in trouble, and that includes you. You all live in America. You're American citizens. This is going to affect you, too. But I think it's like Robin explained to me. He said, when you believe a certain way as far as being a certain bend of being liberal, it's like your brain's just in a whole different place.
Mm.
And I might offend people by saying that, but I guess that's why I keep going, I don't get it. He said, you won't get it. It's like a whole different way of thinking that's nowhere in the sphere of the way you think and the way I think.
Yeah, I mean, you buy into, that's your gospel, and so that's where you get the wrong gospel, wrong church coming up over and over again. And, and this is why Jesus said that You know, we have to pursue the truth. You've got to go deep into it. But when you become so ideologically fixed, then at that point, that stops the learning process. That stops the process of asking the questions that need to be asked. You know, Lauren, when you and I grew up, we were told to question authority, to ask those questions. And today you can't, because somehow you're going to offend people and you're politically incorrect. And now you're invalidated. And this is why America is so frustrated. And why they're you know, appreciating a guy like Donald Trump, because now their voice is starting to be heard. He's representing the voice of the voiceless who have been saying for so long, what is wrong with this America? We made a wrong turn along the way, whether it has to do with immigration, our national security, our military, the vets, on. And this has all been done on the Democrats' watch, all for one reason, and that is to get votes and to stay in office. It's not about supporting We the People.
Well, and speaking of We the People, that is what it's going to take to win this election.
Mm-hmm.
The moms and pops, the me's and you's, all of us getting out and saying we do have a voice. And everything that you said, I'm reiterating that. That is what it's going to take to win this election. But, I mean, he's not a perfect man. None of us are. But I do appreciate that he cares about the church, that he cares about conservatives, that he cares about dealing with ISIS, that he cares about our borders, that those things matter to him. And I think I just don't understand why people, that's not important to them too. But like I said, there's blinders, and I think there's something that's in the Word of God that alludes to that. There's blinders on people's eyes that you're going, what? That they need to be lifted, and that's what we need to pray right now.
Right.
When people go in to vote, that the blinders are lifted. That, you know, we have free will, we do, but yet God can change the heart of the king too. So I'm kind of caught between the two and how to pray. But say, Father, help the blinders to be lifted and to pray mercy for our country. I mean,
right.
That's really all we do, start fasting and praying now. I thought it's going to take that.
Exactly.
For all of us, there are We the People to make this happen the way we want to see it happen. Because with Donald Trump, at least we have some hope. We have hope. With Hillary, we have nothing.
Yeah, everything that the Constitution stood for. I mean, she made it real clear that she's going to pick a Supreme Court justice that's not going to, you know, affect 4 years. We're talking generations, Lauren.
Decades.
Yeah, that's going to be affected by, that in of itself, just because of the Supreme Court. That's what John Boehner was saying last night, is just on the basis of the Supreme Court issue alone, he could not vote for Hillary.
Well, and that's what people need to be thinking about, that Bill and listening family out there, when I'm on Facebook, people are not thinking about that. I keep having to say, you have to think about the Supreme Court justices. You have to think past right now. You have to really focus on that part of this whole situation. But I don't know that people are doing that. And I don't know if they're just not aware.
Well, they're caught up in the language and the noise and all these other sound bites that are a distraction from what's really at hand. And that's what you're calling us to here, Lauren, is that we need to focus on the majors. And the majors is the future of our country and what we're going to turn over to our kids and our grandkids, right?
Well, and that people do change. Yeah. I believe Donald Trump has changed, and I don't think it's just because he wants to put him on a good face for this election. I feel like based on what he said and decisions he's made, he is a changed man. I don't want you holding stuff against me. I did 11 years ago, 20 years ago. I'm not that same person.
Right.
I think it's about redemption, too, and forgiveness, and that God gives us the chance to change. If we're given another day, we're given the chance to do it right today. And he says, when I've forgiven you, I've forgotten it. As far as the east is the west, it's not remembered anymore.
Exactly.
I mean, there's power.
Well, Lauren, we got to leave it right there.
Change.
Thank you so much. Lauren Kitchen Stewart on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Lolo.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
ProPure.